Echo 3, Charlie, India, testing.
Coming in on the Mount Clemens. Interesting. Anywho, cruise along here, M59, heading to work. Oh boy, they're going to cut fiber on me on Friday afternoon. We're testing our backup microwave circuits. So that's today's festivities.
Is they using a backhoe or an excavator to cut it?
Not real sure exactly, but it's planned. You know, it's we're doing some new construction, and they gotta reroute power, they gotta reroute fiber, all sorts of stuff. So that's what's going on. There's fiber that runs through the old part they're demolishing, and they gotta patch it.
I thought you meant cut as in IP's turning it off and simulating an outage, not actually cutting the damn fiber.
No, we're doing the simulation today so that Friday afternoon at 6 p.m. when they do the actual cut, we can confidently know that our stuff's going to be up and running. And, you know, we have redundant paths with microwave and stuff, but I just want to test it before Friday afternoon in case we have to scramble and pick something.
So is it actually going to be a Polacat 5, Sean, or what are your plans there for testing?
Well, I have redundant paths. It used to be a microwave circuit from the jail to the dispatch center. And then we put in, I had dark fiber running between the two locations. I said, well, you know, why don't we do a redundant path? And I had the dark fiber lit up. And then I made that my primary. I made the microwave the backup. And so, you know, it's a failover circuit that was designed that way. So we're just going to pull the plug on the fiber today, make sure it gracefully loops over and cruises. And if it does, then we're going to tell them on Friday, good luck. Have fun.
When you say microwave, are you talking about a point-to-point from a feed site, or do you have, like, legit microwave cellular service or broadband?
No, it's our own Cambium, you know, microwave, point-to-point, you know, legit stuff.
Good. Good to test it, that is for sure.
Well, it gives us, you know, a little time to, you know, deal with it if for some reason, you know, we'd have alarms if it wasn't working. The NCC monitors that continuously, so we probably know. But you know, there could be something wrong in the RF that they don't see, that doesn't show up at a knock, and. So it's just good to cut in a controlled environment so things don't come right back online, and we can scramble then and try to figure out why. They're both rooftop installs, so if we have to deal with one, it's not terrible.
The way it is now, redundancy is almost a necessity. I think I plugged in, I've got four internet services going into my SD-WAN router, and then I've got a 5G backup sitting next to it.
Is that party 10 grand a year monitoring fee?
Yep. Times 14. So make that 140 grand. But we get ours for $5,000. So $70,000. Ouch. Yep. I don't know if Fred told you, but how they calculate and how we got ours down to five, because we run a shop. I'm like, wait a minute, why am I paying for this part of the fee? I have my own outfit, my own shop, my own techs, my own vehicles, my own test equipment. Why am I paying for yours?
Because I'm all figured in, man.
No, they agreed. Said, yeah, that doesn't make sense. So they showed us the breakdown and the reduction and all that. We said, okie dokie. Still got to pay five, you know, and then it's times 14, which is crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. After you bought the equipment, had it installed, I don't know, I just, that would drive me away. I mean, sure, the interoperability is awesome, but at what cost?
That's $10,000 a year. Anyhow, Dakota, in case you're wondering, it's the, for the radio system. They require every site have a pay and monitoring fee and service fee. Basically, they take the number of sites in the entire state. They divide it by the cost to operate the network operations center and the service shops. And they divide the total number of sites into that operating cost, and voila, that's the cost per site. Fair, it's reasonable, but it's expensive.
That's the microwave?
No, it's pretty much everything at one of the sites. RF, generators, power lighting, you know, microwave, of course. The whole shooting match.
Oh, okay, got it. My bad. I thought you were talking about the microwave stuff, but so that's, well, at what? How many sites are there?
I've got 14.
What's the cost of doing business?
Tell you what, every month when I pay the electricity bill, I about freak out. It's mostly the air conditioners that get me, but it's 700, give or take. And I'd say that's creeping up. It's probably more like 750 per site every month.
And that's after the initial buy the equipment and then have it installed, erect the towers, design. That's on top of all that. So, yeah, that adds up really quick. But, by the same token, what would you, if you put a system up yourself, what would you have invested? Probably pretty close to the same, wouldn't you think, Sean?
I apologize. I was at the Starbucks window ordering, and I had to turn it down a little. Just the question again, please.
Gone your own way. Basically, you probably have almost as much monthly invested than what you do now, right? Or do you think it'd be a lot less?
You know, I've never really thought about it. There's a lot to it. I don't think you can get what we've got any better, honestly. You know, it's really as good as it gets, and I don't know. It's I view it more as it's a cost of doing business kind of a thing. There's a lot of other stuff too going on, like the infrastructure when you first initially get it. There's you get a credit for a certain amount of it, and so the credit's going to apply to other things that cost, because there's the onboarding fees and things like that. It used to be the annual fees, but they dropped that. So now it's the onboarding fees. But they started getting born again on the monitoring fees when they dropped the annual fees.
Does Oakland County, they have the paper site then too, right?
I don't want to assume anything, but that would be my, they probably get the same discount we get because they have a full shop that does all their own work, so they would get the, that part of it would get credited, but I'm sure they got to pay at least the, 50-something per, and they've got a lot more sites, too. They got a ton of sites.
So I was wondering, I want to say 32 or 33. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's based on a little different technology. What the hell is going on here on Hall Road? Good grief. I've never seen so many cars. I mean, even be able to get out on the 59 here. But, their old system was based more on a, cellular kind of, architecture. And they're a lot lower. And we have less, higher. And, it's more suitable to a FDMA, TDMA type system. But they were more of a cellular type with that open sky stuff. So that's why the high quantity and the low height, there was a lot of reuse in their system. So again, the low height really helped with reuse.
I'm not getting that word you're saying. Helps with what? Sorry.
Frequency reutilization. They could reuse frequencies within their system. At extremes, at extremes of the county.
KE4ZYQ.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if it works for them, they're paying the bill, right? Go ahead, Joe. Okay, but SWR.
Yeah, I just have one and done question for Sean, just out of curiosity, if you don't mind. Day-to-day general operational cost, is it about the same, worse, or better energy-wise now than it would have been 2 or 3 years ago?
Well, everything's gone up, Joe, so I have to say it's more, but where I've noticed it is I've seen the electric bills creep up. They've gone from $650-ish to now they're more like $750-ish. Wages have gone up if you're counting that kind of stuff. Monitoring fees that we have to pay go up. Everything creeps up a little, so nothing outrageous, though. Nothing as outrageous as the cost of toilet paper or eggs. Dakota?
I gotta jump out. I got a flight that just went down here, so I just got to work for the timing. All right, everybody. NABBS. Be clear.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tom. Anyhow, Joe, I don't know if that answers your question or not, but like I said, everything's gone up. I don't think it's gone up as bad as some things. Yeah, I think the worst thing has been food. I've really noticed it there, particularly dining out. But I don't know if that translates to groceries, but I think it does, from what I can tell. And it seems like we're getting worse as consumers with groceries and stuff like that than I'm seeing in, like, the industry.
Yep, USL. I was just curious, between the administrations, that there was a slowdown of the inflation or whatever. Just curious. But anyhow, you guys go to it. Thanks for letting me jump in. Have a good day at work or otherwise. Safe travels. KE4ZYQ. Not sure who it goes to.
Well, I'm on the final approach here, Tom. We got Jeff in here, too. I was waiting for him to jump in, but I think we beat this one to death. Driving by the new facility. Getting ready to start my day.
I was just kind of hanging out. Change subjects, Sean. How would you feel if we added a VHF and a UHF repeater to the network up in, say, the upper part of Lower Michigan?
You've been talking to Cam. Hell yeah.
No, he's, that's part of the northern link. I'm talking about part of Central Emergency Network. So the UHF would be linked here, and the VHF, obviously, on the VHF site.
Yeah, what's not the like? More is better.
No, I was thinking, talking about doing simulcast, but I don't think that's a viable option with the distance between the transmitters. Say 25 miles is, when you got overlapping coverage, is about it, so. And, those sites are 164 miles apart, although the Bay City one's at 958 feet, I don't think, a user's going to hear both at the same time, other than band openings, so I guess we'll find out, right?
Well, you can always change frequencies if necessary. Shouldn't be too hard to get one up there. Tom?
I like the idea, you know, because I like, you know, I hit the Bay City when I go up that way, but hey, I want a shot on that one. The more the merrier.
Yeah, well, it's all part of the reuse of frequencies and trying not to plug everything up on a bunch of different frequencies. So, 164 miles apart, you shouldn't hear both at the same time. Then put one in the middle and do a multicast. Would really be neat to have them all on the same receive frequency, but not sure if we can get the users to, you know, change their offset in the radios. I don't know, we'll see. See how it all plays out, I guess.
KE4, as you like you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Joe, KE4ZYQ. Sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say, I just listened talking about linked repeaters. When I lived in Jackson, Tennessee, West Tennessee, they had a link system for emergency that went from western Kentucky to western part of Tennessee, northern Mississippi, part of Arkansas, Missouri. And when there was storm warnings and stuff, they had all that linked together. And I think they have one through almost all of Florida. There's one that goes from one into Florida to a certain degree, to northern Florida, that length. But anyhow, yeah, that's pretty neat if you got something for emergency especially. I just thought I'd throw that in. KE4ZYQ, over to Sean.
I just walked in the shop. I got to get the business here. So, but I'm listening. W8FU.
Phone call. QBSWR.
KCK Joe's mobile and monitoring. I'll be here for a bit.
KEBY.
Come on, Lance. KCK Joe.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not going to slip another 2-3 hours.
You have to put 2 or 3 more hours of work in, or you got 2 or 3 more hours to drive.
I could have slept for 2 or 3 more hours.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to you later, WDADX.
I didn't do too bad last night. I went to bed about 10 and woke up at 5:45. I'm like, I gotta leave by close to 7 as possible so I can get out to Birmingham.
Yeah, we get in there and start making presentations for the bosses, even though they haven't asked for them yet.
The only presentation I make for my boss is when I show up.
Yeah, we've got, when we merged with the French, they have this, obsession with how many welds are in the vehicles, and we have to count how many we put in the design and explain why we're not at target, why it went up, why it went down, all that jazz. And really, it's just like we don't, in reality, we don't have the tools to try to optimize it like they want to, and we, really just not what we put in what the vehicle needs. We're not going to not put something in there just because you have a target, you know what I mean?
I get you. You can only do so much with so little.
Yeah, the computer simulations only tell you what you have is good. They don't tell you that you're twice as good or right on the border, you know, so it's really difficult to try to optimize that. It's quite a frustration sometimes.
So what, you guys are joining forces with the French now? The name gonna change again?
No, that was our last, that was our last name change. we haven't decided on our next name change yet.
That's why I'm glad mine stays the same. They just acquire other companies or whatever else, and they just merge it into the big conglomerate that we are.
Yeah, they keep kind of do these merger of equals, and it's never equal.
Yeah, then they're like, hey, we can do it this way. Let's try this. You're like, I don't know if that's going to work. Looking at the mathematics and the metrics in regards to it, it's going to be feasible. And they're like, I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of just, there's a reason we don't sell Peugeots in America. There's a lot of headbutting sometimes with just, why do you have so much adhesive? And it's like, well, we gotta hold the car together when some drunk sends in a pull at 45 miles an hour. They don't quite understand what we do here, and obviously we're the crutch holding the company up, but they want us to be like them.
Well, at least they're not reducing the welds and replacing it with glue.
Yeah, they might be there. Was it the... They haven't done it this year, but the last, pretty much since 2020, 2021, they've been, every year is offering bio packages for people to leave the company and hiring freezes, and just makes you wonder what the involuntary bio package that they gave last year is just really what makes you wonder about stability.
Yeah, the last bio package we had was when we split small biz and resi and commercial. Sold off the name and those assets, and then they are offering buyout packages the next year. A couple of guys took them that were close to retirement. They used up all their vacation days, sick days, and everything else like that. By the time they got done with all that, then their buyout package went into effect. One guy made out like a bandit.
Yeah, the last few years, they started out with, like, the people that have been there the longest, and then slowly brought down the bar till they met where I've been, and it was like they were getting me 3 months' pay, and that was it. Yeah, not worth it. It's pretty much, you know, people that were, had one foot out the door, or had something lined up already, and just wasn't, really not something I was interested in.
And no, they did that to me at my 20th. I'm like, we'll give you $1,000 a year times how many years. I'm like, 20K? That's nothing. No, I'm staying where I'm at. Now I'm working on keys. 33 years.
Yeah, I just got my 10-year lapel pin and little plaque that they give them out every 5 years. So I've been there 10 years already. Well, not including the 2 years of contract, but the fortunate thing is a lot of the people that left were the ones with the experience to know, that knew what we've done in the past and what not to do, stuff like that.
They probably laughed all the way to the bank and looked at you and said, sorry about your luck.
Yeah, a lot of them, they were, retirement. They had pensions, so they're pulling their pension, and then and they get their bio package, and then they go to a supplier, and the next week we'll see them in the office working for a supplier. Or a couple of them they brought back as contractors because they needed their help, so they brought them in as contractors to finish out the program. And, these guys are double dipping all over.
Well, that's the way to do it. You know, get your retirement package, you get your pension, and if you're, Social Security enabled, get that too. Or let you take a half payout until you 100% retire. Yeah, that's a smart move. In my opinion.
My dad, he got caught up in the 2008 stuff, I guess part of his buyout was that he couldn't come back as any capacity as a contractor or anything, so the rules have changed.
Yeah, they don't allow that around. I mean, coming back as a contractor, I mean, you get paid less, and you have to cover your own insurance, probably, unless you get a reduced rate as a contractor for all the benefits.
Depends on the contract house. So when I first got hired, I was contracted. I had some vacation days and holidays. They paid insurance and 401k and all that, but I will say when I went direct, I got a very large pay raise. which was nice. But everybody says they like being contract because they get after 40 it's overtime, but it was not worth the overtime for me. It was definitely worth going direct.
And like everything, there's pros and cons. Like I said, you gotta see if the pros outweigh the cons and take the bite if it needs more stuff, I guess.
And unfortunately, I get tired of any job nowadays. It's pretty much impossible to go direct. Everybody wants to do contract to hire. So that was my first job out of college. It was at General Dynamics and contract. And 6 months in, they lost a big government contract, and all the contractors went bye-bye. And then later found out everybody that was hired direct within a year went bye-bye, too. So it was, they like going contract so they can easily get rid of you when they need to.
First ones to be cut, contractors, and then low man on the totem pole.
Unfortunately, like the guys that that I was working with direct were like, yeah, we'd rather have you than the guys that we're gonna get. You know, they were kind of, I don't know, not very well liked, I guess. I don't know. They were like, they'd rather have me than that guy, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Absolutely. But look where you are now, 10 years in and still going strong.
Yeah, that required a detour in Iowa for a while. I graduated in 2008, worked for 6 months, and then was looking for about a year and a half, and finally got a job out in Iowa, and I was out there for, 3 years.
Yeah, when I graduated high school, I graduated out in California. And I was actually one foot in the door for Deputy Sheriff Academy at 19. And then family asked if I could come back to the state to help with the business, and that lasted a couple years. Ended up leaving that, meeting my wife, getting married, and then I worked for a landscaping company for a short stint, and got in with a plastic injection molding shop as a, whatever you call those, to a temp agency, got hired in, and I got injured, and when I came back, it changed my job position, and I hated it, ended up looking for another place, and here I am.
I did injection molding for a little bit. That was kind of cool, but very busy. I was running, I think, 3 or 4 presses. The owner was cheap as dirt. He wouldn't pay for anything. He'd be buying presses that were, somebody decommissioned them because it was 100 years old and couldn't buy parts for them. But Yeah, they're doing stamping, welding, and then injection molding. And it's running three presses, having to sort the parts and pull all the sprues out. And yeah, you get busy when you get all three machines going. It makes the day go fast when you're busy like that. It's better than when you're doing the stamping press, just sitting there holding the button, watching it go up and down.
Exactly. Oh, crap. I got a phone call. I got to call this person back on Teams. I'll talk to you on the flip, KCKJ.
Alrighty, hey, be one.
WAVD, in or out the port you're on.
Port you're on.
Double whammy. Taking my truck in to get it serviced, and I'm going to visit a few clients all up there. So, beautiful port you're on, yes. Crossing county line now.
Okay, well, let me know when you're thinking about swinging by here, you know, and we'll coordinate one way or the other.
Yes, sir. I understand the dynamics. I will give you plenty of lead time all the way.
Are we thinking we're going to try to make a lunch thing of it, or is it going to be just more kind of a fitness?
At the current moment, it's a hit and miss. It depends how long it's going to take them to turn all these lights out in my truck. None of them are bad lights, oil change light, fuel filter light, fire filter light, you know, all the expensive lights. So I got to get it fixed, and there's a technician up here that I'm really fond of. So that's why I take it up to Port Huron. He worked down here for a while, and then he moved up there, so I kind of followed him. That's the short version of a long story.
Okay, yeah, I don't really care one way or the other. You do whatever you got to do, and just give me a heads up so I can make sure I'm here and all that. Okay, I'll let you get going. I got to get back to it.
Yeah, later. Yeah, I don't have a P25 radio with me today either, so chat some. WABD. W8RJD listening mobile. WDAKLL.
RUH?
This is W8DIJ.
Inside of my car.
is so hot, I touch things and it's like, ow.
That's what my wife says when she touches me. Ooh, you're hot.
There she goes.
And she makes the sizzly sound.
Oh, man. So anyhow, yeah, that thing yesterday, somebody was reporting that they could hear traffic, but they couldn't get in. It's probably on their end, on the Flint. But interestingly, did you look at the dashboard? The Flint is not reporting into the Allman. I mean, it's showing up connected to 710, but it itself is not propagating.
I mean, when I looked at it, it just showed it was only connected for a couple hours yesterday. So, I don't know.
Well, that was probably me, because after they said it wasn't working and everything like that, and then I saw it wasn't showing up in the Allman, I issued a disconnect, and then I issued a reconnect immediately thereafter. And had him try it again. He said he still wasn't able to get in. And I said, okay, well, I'll notify the appropriate people. So it could have showed out it was only connected for a few hours because I just did that.
Oh, gotcha. I saw traffic on it. Well, I turned it down earlier because it was, yeah.
Probably operator error, but anyhow, there is something weird about it. Somehow it's Allman's not reporting. I mean, it ain't much. It would just be showing its line there. It just shows no connection. Looks like there's you're not able to see into it.
I'll power cycle it for grins and giggles, but yeah.
Well, it was working, so that's what really counts. Anyhow, I'm out a little ahead of schedule here today. So, yeah, we had all sorts of fun, man. It's been a somewhat busy but productive week.
Just heard the GMRS. Let me, yeah, I just pre-shot it.
Oh, sorry. The XYL called. Rips the pickup from the Walter Green.
Aw. So, yeah. No, when I clocked out last night, I had 20 and a half hours in already, so I slept in, clocked in at 11, or 10:30 or 11 today. I got three things going right now, and then I'm also working on an NVR thing that Ho put me in my brain, so I've been going down this ride to it. There's GMRS, let's get back down, but I don't want to listen to this. I think I'm not going to work tomorrow, and then I will take tomorrow off, and then Thursday I got to go to Greenville.
Greenville, isn't that near Grand Rapids?
Yeah, we got a plant, I call it Fair Plains because it's on Fair Plains Street, and then we've got the newspaper office on the north side of downtown there. So I got to take two devices to the newspaper office, and then I got two new servers to rack at the plant over there. So try to do that Thursday. Michelle's off Thursday, so she said if I would wait for her on for Thursday, she'd ride over with me and spend the day with me.
Well, do that.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Well, we were talking about it this morning before she left. So I was like, if you want to come with me, I'll wait till Thursday. I said, I had enough stuff on my task list today that I had at least 10 hours of work today, so that'd give me 30,
30 hours, and I'm definitely, whatever day I go west is going to be a long day anyway, so I'll save my hours up. I'll just take tomorrow and do what I want to do tomorrow. Although this afternoon, while I've been watching three things happen this afternoon, my brain's been going down the NVR, PTZ, ONVNS stuff. Going down this rabbit hole to help Poe with his Saturday route planning for site work.
I saw the Mackinac pictures and whatnot, video. Crazy stuff. Who climbed that one?
People.
So, people climbed it.
Yeah, they were at Mackinac Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. They're going to go again Saturday. So the plan is to hit Mackinac Levering and stuff this weekend again. And get VHF, some UHF, some DMRs. You know, there's a lot of cleanups that they did Saturday there at the site. Still got more work. We got more work, man. You know, these networks never stop. You know, one of these days you're going to have to finish your network. You know, you got cameras and packet and APRS sitting down there waiting for you guys to go plug that crap in.
I know. Boy, do I know. So, I'll have to get a, like a list of what's coming. And I've got to adjust how things are accomplished. But yep. And then plus I've got a whole second phase I got to get underway. It's just, there's not enough hours in a day. Why on the day that I get off a half an hour early, I'm behind every 20 mile an hour on gross spec guy in the world?
Because that's what I like to do. Sorry, I was typing to a work. I got a vendor who I can't fix your hasn't given an update on a ticket. It was opened yesterday morning. So I asked the users this morning, I said, did you get anything back from them? And they said no, and then so they sent an email asking for an update, and the response was, oh, our creds aren't working, so we can't fix your issue. I wrote back, well, why didn't you say that when you were trying to fix this instead of waiting 24 hours for us to ask this question? I said, that and your credentials haven't changed. And what credentials are you having issues with? They just don't want to, they want to charge us the money we paid for the support contract for this damn product, and they don't support it. It crashes all the time, and it's like a hodgepodge mess.
Oh my God, these people are driving me up the wall. I'm going to be road raging here shortly.
I like road rage. Yes, I do. I like road rage. How about you?
Anywho, now that I've gotten in a moving, in a positive moving direction, my blood pressure is down a point or two. So what sites are slated for this weekend?
Mackinac Levering. And if I go up, I might try to hit Hackleberg.
Ooh, that's a long drive for me. And I have to be with you in the spirit.
Well, you know, Ho went up and Ben and Paul went up last weekend. And there was a new guy, I don't know who was there, Brother Dan was there. The problem with some of our sites now is, you know, it's 3 hours each way.
Five to me. But, yeah. That's a haul. And I think Ho will be camping up there, so he'll make a camping trip up it, I'm guessing.
No, they were camping last weekend. So,
so the family was like camping in Standish, so he left from there, and so he, you know, he had an hour's head start, so it was only 2 hours, but yeah.
I keep looking at these little, you know, they're basically a bed. Sometimes they have a flip up in the back with a kitchen, maybe an awning. But all you really do inside this thing is sleep. I've been looking at everything from those to, you know, full-blown campers that have a bathroom and a dinette separate from the bed. And I got to keep it under $3,000. 3,000 pounds, I should say. I don't want you to think I'm talking money. 3,000 pounds. So that I got room for about 500 pounds worth of gear, and I can still tow it just fine. I can do 3,500 on my car. But, I don't know. I mean, in the end, that's really all I need to place the flop. Be living in it, or cook in it, or anything like that. Pot of coffee, or come on, little Barry on the road. Good grief. And I go down Grosbeck, and I turn on a 13-mile road, and a little ways down 13-mile road, and Mount Clemens starts to get real shaky, because I forget to switch over to Warren.
One second, a phone call, WSM.
W8FU.
How's Sean doing today, KE4ZYQ?
Well, on the one hand, I got out of work half an hour early, so that's good. But because of traffic and whatnot, I don't think I'm going to get home much before my normal time. So that really grinds my axe.
Well, let me ask you something that just came to mind while the other fellow's on the phone there. Do you recirculate your air in your vehicle, or do you pull in outside air from this fire and smoke?
I believe I recirculate because it gets colder faster, but I generally just turn the air on full, and I think the default is recirculate. You have to tell it not to. But I get where you're going with that, and I think I'm doing it right.
Yep, very good. Well, maybe his phone call's done. I don't want to interrupt you guys' queue so there, but I just thought I'd jump in and say, good afternoon, safe travels, glad you're out of work, and yeah, keep breathing clean air. I haven't been out in a little while with all this forest fire smoke coming from Canada, so I don't have to deal with it yet until I get out in the near future. KE4ZYQ, monitor.
Yeah, and I'm gabbing and not paying attention, and I've screwed myself up. I'm getting out of here. Road's closed ahead of me, and I knew this, but I wasn't paying attention. W8FU.
KE8VFI.
gateway.
Oh, thank goodness the day is done.
Yep, yep. Halfway home, too.
I'm not even close. Where am I at? Crooks Road and Long Lake, I think, maybe Square Lake. Waiting for everybody to go through road work ahead.
Yeah, that's a bit early. I was done with what I had to do and need to get on the mower.
I gotta go get dog food and then go home. Right back. Got the better half calling me, wondering what she wants to try to remind me to get dog food. JJKO.
Immediately.
I'm back for a moment or two, KCKJ.
Yeah, still got 20 minutes.
Well, I got this one going. I'm content with you. I just got off the phone with my wife. She went to her neurologist and had another brainwave scan done. She gets that every so often to make sure her marbles are still intact. And then I got my coworker who's got TMRS ahead of me, and so I got him on the other radio. I need one more now for DMR.
Yeah, my kids discovered GMRS this weekend. they're using the GMRS radios as walkie-talkie, and I told them just don't use the repeater channels. And they're like, "What's that?" Told them, "Well, if you want to use them, you got to use the call sign." And they were enjoying themselves.
Yeah, that's why I got my coworker in the GMRS. He goes, "Well, what's that?" I said, "That way we can talk on these other channels, and it gives us a little bit more power capabilities." So I've had mine since last year, or the year before. I think I've had it for 2 years now. And he goes, "Cool, sign me up." So I did that. And now I'm going to get him into Ham Study website. Dude, are you going to turn? Jesus. And get him into that, have him take his test online. That way he can be full-fledged tech class.
Yeah, I got my GMRS when they reduced the price and they brought it down to 35. Just why not? And the girls were saying they wanted to get their license, so I told them I can help them with that. And how old do you have to be? And I, well, I've actually I tested people your age, so you just got to be able to study and pass the test.
And that's what I use as an exit as a reason. Because he's like, "Well, I don't know if I can pass." I go, "Dude, I said if a 7-year-old in New York can pass a tech class license testing, I said, I'm sure you can do being a technician." I said, "It's pretty simple." I told my wife the same thing. I said, "If a 7-year-old can do it, you can do it, regardless of brain injury or not."
Yeah, my mom tried to sign up for the, when McComb was doing their tech class, and she decided it was over her head, and she wasn't going to do it, but yeah, when I was doing online VE testing, we had a few minors that we did. Yeah, the youngest I did was somewhere around the, I don't want to say it was 11, but maybe it was 13, but yeah, I've done a few, tested a few kids.
Yeah, you just got to have the willingness to do it, and when you're willing to do it, and willing to learn, then it becomes easy.
Yeah, either willing to learn or have a really good memory, can memorize the question pool.
Ooh, it's getting kind of sick.
raining down there. It's pretty dark when I was first.
No, I'm talking about all the trees that are on here. I'm getting a little bit of static on 175. And then I move and then it clears up. So I know it's trees and the big monster power lines that are.
Yeah, getting a little hole there. It's coming through fine, but yeah, it was looking really dark when I left work, and there's a couple of drips on the windshield, but the sun's out through the Canadian haze right now.
Yeah, it's kind of dim to the north, and I'm at Avon and Livernois, but I don't see anything substantial.
Yeah, I was thinking I was trying to interfere with my mower plans, but looks a lot better up north.
Looking on the radar, there's like one little green cluster with a little bit of yellow in it, and it's kind of just fizzling out. And it's moving northeast, so totally away from the both of us.
Charlie Brown storm. Go ahead, Sean.
Here, Linus. Anyhow, good afternoon. Out and about, picking up scripts, dropping off stuff to FedEx. Did you go grab a bite? I don't know. What's up at QL? Oh, and Tom, I spoke with Mr. Eakin yesterday.
Yeah, how's that man doing?
I didn't catch the question, Tom.
I said, how's that old dog doing? Last time I chatted with him was on Messenger. I was like, I don't check it all that often. I'm like, well, dude. So, what's he up to and how's he doing?
Pretty good. I guess he was up north somewhere. He said where specifically, but I forget. And now his wife has been relocated. She's got her new work gig is down here, so he's actually living in the area. I told him about breakfast on Saturday. I said if we could coordinate it, I'd try to get John's almost always there, but if I knew a time where he was going to be there, I'd try to get you there, and we could have a ATD extravaganza, ADT extravaganza.
Get John there, get Steve there, and get me there. We'll have our own little EDT Pico JCI table.
There you go. Well, he can't do it in the next couple of weeks. They've got obligations. So I said, well, I didn't mean, you know, anytime soon, but you let me know when it's a good week for you, and I'll let Tom know. And, you know, you and Wally can blast on down and join the boys and double. You can do double duty. All right, anyhow, I just thought I'd share that with you. Other than that, nothing exciting here. Lance?
Yeah, it's quite a haul for me to get breakfast down there. I think I've only done it that one time. I think this is before COVID, too.
I've only been able to take a couple trips down there. You know, lately my Saturdays have been filled. Like this Saturday is an arts picnic, and then next Saturday is a wedding of my wife's cousin.
This Saturday I get to go down there to visit the dentist.
Oh,
you're going to be down here for the dentist. Come have breakfast. Either your teeth will hurt for breakfast or your teeth will have bacon and eggs in them for the dentist.
Oh, you know you're going to do it.
I think my appointment is 11:30 or something like that. Booked it that late so I didn't have to get up so early.
Don't be a sissy. It's like an old man superpower getting up really early.
I guess I'm not an old man yet.
Nope. What are you guys now? 38-ish, give or take?
Yeah, I'm 39. I think I'm a year older than Megan.
daughter.
Thought I was older.
Yeah, I think you're a year older.
My oldest is my son. He'll be 33 next month. And my daughter is just turned 28 in January.
Ugh. Yeah, I just remember hers is 313 and mine is 414.
Oh, that's easy to remember. She was 87. You were, what, 86?
Yep, almost 11 months.
I graduated at 87.
Yeah, speaking of the old superpower.
Oh, the 80s were a great decade. Right, Sean? K-A-K-G-O.
Yeah, I'm an old dude. I graduated in the 70s. 79er.
Keep telling the kids that we had to drive up north with no internet on our phones, and they keep telling me I'm old.
No, we drove up north without phones. We just told somebody we're going up north, and we didn't see them until we got back, unless we used a pay phone. But, get off my lawn!
Oh, that's funny. I could tell you yesterday, showing up with horse shows. I cleared the arena to get the classes started. I said, I basically went on the mic and said, for all the riders in the arena there, I said, just like that movie Gran Torino, I said, get out of my arena.
Yeah, those girls lose internet connection and they start twitching. It's kind of funny. It's taking much of the UP. Yeah, they don't do it very well.
Man, I remember a time where if I had some beer iced up in a saddlebag and a pack of Luckies rolled up in my sleeve and enough gas to get me wherever I wanted to go on my bike, that you just couldn't have a better, that was just the epitome of perfect day. And now, good grief.
Now that my alarm goes off, I'm going to go on top as he just rolled over.
Little noisy there, Tom. Hey, what should I get for dinner? Thinking about curry, catfish curry from the Thai joint, but I don't know. I'm open to suggestions.
Mediterranean place Dr. Don always went to?
I don't know. I had some amazing cuisine in Google today for lunch, so. And that was really good. Beef short ribs, marinated, some tofu, and pineapple and vegetable kind of mixed kind of thing. And some type of spiced noodles, like ramen. Oh, it was really good.
Thai food. It's been quite a while. There's not very many Thai options up here.
Holy moly, 20 to 25 minutes. I should have ordered 10 minutes ago.
What did you order and where from?
Gladuk Pad Pad, which is basically catfish curry from Bangkok Cuisine.
Do they have it mild, or is it all spicy? I like spicy as long as there's flavor, but if there's no flavor, it's just heat, then it's not worth my time.
You can get mild, I think. You know, medium is pretty good. About anybody can handle that. The heat is flavorful on Thai foods. It can get hot. There are some places that get hot. Most are pretty tame. Medium's pretty safe. But you know, if you wanna be safe, you can get mild, and you can get no spice. Don't do it that way too. And I don't know if you can get the catfish curry no spice. You can get it mild, I think, is the lowest you can get in that, but you'll be fine with it.
What's your favorite pie?
I usually do drunken noodles, but, yeah, it's been a while. I'm pulling in, so I'll say 7-3.
All right, Lance, catch you later, and I just pulled up at FedEx. I got to run inside and drop off a package, and I'll be right back. W8FU.
Why, 73 Lance, I'll talk to you in the flip, probably tomorrow sometime when I'm on the road. ACKGO. Still here, still driving, still listening.
Man, I was just walking up to my car from the back side, and why do trailer hitches always kind of rust up? Like, I'm going to have to see if I can get in there and clean it up. Makes the whole damn car look bad. Yeah, nothing like that. Nothing that bad. But just looks bad. It's like a surface rust on the outside. Got to clean it up and, I don't know, hit it with something. But I was just walking up to it, looking at it, going, man, that looks terrible. All right, I'm going to, since I've got to kill some time, I'm going to go into the Harbor Freight and smell all the wonderful Chinese plastics. Like, it's nothing, it's like an appetizer. W8FU.
Sounds like fun. I'll catch you on the flip. 73 for now, KCKGO.
WKWJ, quick comment.
Yep.
Hey, Sean, I just want to thank you for the recommendation on the Clear Note. I got one of those, and it's a great little tool there. I'm just tickled to death with it. I'm glad I spent the extra money. I appreciate it.
I like to tell everybody, you know, for a long time, and you can't build his interface. You know, I don't know if anybody counts enough to do it. I'm that big guy. We could make a UI like this that does all that stuff. I have no regrets. Out here in a little bit. W8FU.
Okay, yeah, and I agree the interface is the best part. Anyway, thanks, I appreciate it. Have a great night. Be careful out there. KD8WOJ.
They move things on me. Have you ever seen a wanted billboard?
Yeah, what do you want? What's a wanted billboard? I don't know what that is.
Well, you know what a wanted poster is, right? Like you go into the post office, wanted. There's a big billboard at 15 and John R. Wanted. It's got a picture of this guy. It's got his name, and it says reward available and the phone number to contact. I don't think I've ever seen that before on a billboard.
Is it a digital billboard, like it rotates, or actually like somebody put it up and you get the plastered on?
Yeah, this one looks like it's a, you know, it's a plastered up there, you know, it's a regular old billboard. I could see, I guess, if it were a digital, but, you know, they must want this guy. Very Arabic name. Wanted for kidnapping and terroristic threats.
Yeah, I was going to say, he must have done something really bad if he's on a poster like that. What is he, Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, something like that, I guess, so. But I just had never seen that before. I've seen posters in the post office, right? And that's about it. Maybe something on TV, but I've never seen a billboard. Oh, well. But, all right, I'm going to jump out in the Bangkok cuisine, see if my catfish curry's ready.
Seems like a weird combination. Enjoy. KF Beta.
It's nummy. But they said they were running long today, so hopefully I killed enough time at Harbor Freight. It was in the path. Hopefully it's ready. All right, I'll be back. WFU.
WDAKLL.
WWW, Detroit Quadzilla. Oh, wait. Flashback, acid.
I knew you was out there. I heard you on the other side.
Just hop back in my car. I haven't even put my seatbelt on now. I'm running, living dangerously. Got my food.
What do we got tonight, Sean?
Flat Duke Pad Ted. More affectionately known as Catfish Curry.
Is that from Young's?
Negative. Never buy Thai from a Chinese restaurant. Vietnamese, maybe, but you gotta know that they do it well. No, this is from the Thai restaurant at 15 and DeQuinter, Bangkok Cuisine.
Oh, correction there. Sorry about that. I remember Young's when I was working down there. That was good. I think you picked up something down there one time. But my better half, Jen, she knows the restaurant you're talking about.
Oh, you can't beat Young's for Chinese. They're the best. Love Young's. For Thai, it depends. I don't want to... No place in particular is the best, but, I got places I like. If I feel like Pad Thai, there's certain places for that. And if I want Pad CU, there's places for that. If I want this catfish curry, there's places for that. You know, so there's different things from different Thai restaurants that they excel at. I mean, they're all okay, but I've kind of learned where the best dish is. Because I've had just about everything from just about everyone around. I got a Vietnamese place right by my house, and their pho is fantastic. I find it very difficult to not get pho when I go there. But if I don't, I've been told that that their Thai is pretty darn good. I can't bring myself to get Thai when I go there, because the pho is just out of this world.
I'm trying to think of the name of this restaurant I used to go to. It was over in... by the Detroit diesel plant there in Redford. And I want to say it was Bo something, but you might know.
Boy, it's been a really long time since I've been stomping around those grounds. And I probably wasn't buying a lot of food out back in those days. I used to, what the hell is this idiot want? Alright, idiot just comes blasting out, cross traffic in front of me, and then he waves like, thanks. Thanks my ass, glad I didn't ram you.
Anyhow, I digress.
Alright, I looked it up. It's called What the Foe.
Yeah, so when I used to frequent that area, it would have been back in the 80s, mid to late 80s, and I don't think there was very much as far as FA in the area at that time. That's kind of a newer development. Well, not newer, but I mean, there was literally none in the 80s, and I don't know, somewhere along the 90s they started to pop up. Of course, Madison Heights has probably got the largest Southeast Asian population in the area. So, it kind of popped up there pretty quickly. And then from there it kind of went crazy. But, I would have been back there in the mid to late 80s, and there probably would have been no such thing just about anywhere in this area.
So what, you said you got catfish curry?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's a real name. I don't know if that's a name that I picked up somewhere or a name I made up, but it's, it's like Pla Duc Pad Ped is what it's called. It's on a time menu. Most have it. It's a catfish fried, and then it's in a kind of a red curry, red coconut curry with tofu and vegetables and stuff, and there are no eggplant vegetables, not tofu. It's just real good. It's one of my favorites. They use this particular red coconut curry in a couple of other dishes, but I find that it's just, with the fried catfish and the vegetable combination that generally goes with it, it's one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, that sounds really good. Yeah, we're going to have to try that one day. All right, John, well, I'll let you get back to driving there. It's good talking with you. I'm getting hungry now. We'll talk to you later. WD8KLO.
You know, I was going to be a good boy and just make something at home, but I looked around the refrigerator before I ran out. I had some errands to run. And then my wife complained that she wasn't feeling well and she was going to skip dinner. So I says, well, then I may just grab something. So I wasn't expecting to do this, and I didn't know what I was going to get. But my travels had me on that path, and I said, I'll have to make the sacrifice and get my catfish curry. All right, catch you later. I'm turning down my street. WAP.
Are you H? This is Kilo 6, Mike Charlie Tibet, K6MCQ, Southern California, any station copy.
W8CIJ.
WDIJ in Egypt.
KC1, WRY, listening via All Star.